Hello.
Hello, good evening, sir. My name is Joe, calling on behalf of National Opinion Survey. Sir, could you be so kind and share your opinion with us about issues facing your community and the nation? I'll be as brief as possible, okay, sir? First of all, is this Mr. Raymond Poole?
Yes, let me turn this television down.
Okay.
Okay, can you repeat that again for me?
Yes. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I'm not selling anything. About issues facing your community and the nation, could you be so kind and share your opinion with us? I'll be as brief as possible, okay? Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, white, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, mixed race, or other?
African-American.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I intend on voting.
Would that be definitely vote or probably vote?
I probably will.
Okay, thank you. What is your age, sir?
I am, at the present time, 86 years of age.
Okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Now, some people care a lot about politics. While politics is less important to other people, how important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Would you repeat that
for
me?
Some people care a lot about politics. While politics is less important to other people, how important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Important. The first one is
very important.
Yes.
Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Would that be not strong Democrat or a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, sir, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Satisfied. Now, when you hear about inflation and the rising cost, who or what do you blame the most? The COVID pandemic, big business and corporate price gouging and greed, Republicans in Congress, the Biden administration and their policies, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, or other?
Oh, I'm going to say the Republicans in Congress.
Okay, thank you. Now, sir, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focused on. Use a 10 if you feel it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Reducing crime.
10.
Making housing more affordable.
10.
Creating more jobs and raising wages.
I'm going to go with a 10.
Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
Ensuring our borders are secure.
10.
And reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling.
10.
Moving forward, and I want to thank you for taking your time. Switching gears a little, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes.
You approve?
No, I don't exam a do I agree or oppose, right?
Yeah, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Now what's that last part again?
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Firmly approve.
Okay, moving forward. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in an organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Black Lives Matter.
Let's say 80.
80? What about the U.S. Supreme Court?
80.
What about Joe Biden?
90.
90? What about the Democratic Party?
90.
90. What about Kamala Harris?
Repeat that.
Kamala Harris.
I'm saying 90.
90. What about Cornel West? Now, if you've never heard of that person or organization, please say so. But Cornel West.
I've heard of the name and all like that, but I have no rating to give on that.
Okay. What about Mitch McConnell?
Eighty.
And Donald Trump.
80.
Moving forward, sir, so I can get you back today. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden? If undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Okay, moving forward. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Moving forward. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Biden. Now, how worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Would you repeat that one?
Yes, I'll be glad to. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today?
Oh,
70%. Very worried, somewhat worried.
You need a number for a rating?
No. Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all? Either one of those four.
Somewhat worthy.
Okay, now.
Worried.
I'm going to read you two statements. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A. Some people say the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taking away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of the African-American community. Statement B, other people said that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African-Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all these attacks. Which of the two statements do you agree with more, sir?
The second one.
Okay, Mr. Raymond, the second one. That would be statement B, okay? Now, moving forward.
Yes.
Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Have not followed it.
A little or nothing at all?
A little, I'll just say a little.
And has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Repeat the question again.
Yeah. And has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
I'm more favorable.
More favorable, okay. Now, sir, I want to read you, we're almost done here. I want to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gone accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. Expanded background checks for gun purchases and improved laws to keep guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic abuse. Is that very important to you, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
I need to hear the rating again on that.
Okay. Very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Made unemployment benefits tax-free during COVID. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Cut inflation by nearly 60%, the lowest in the last 18 months. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Important.
Somewhat or very?
Very important.
And created the most diverse government in our history. Over half of 1,500 presidential appointments are non-white, and nearly 60% are women, the most ever. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Moving forward. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like you to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Do
you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I strongly approve.
Thank you, sir. Now, sir, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very convincing reason, 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing, okay? Racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threatening our communities. It's threatening all the advancements our community has fought so long for. We can't stand by as they try to take us backwards. It's our responsibility and our time to step up, come together, and use our political power to protect our communities and future. Is this, from 0 to 10, how would you rate this? Very convincing, 10, 5, somewhat convincing, or 0, not at all convincing?
10.
Okay. Gun violence is getting worse and taking a heavy toll on our communities and young people. But MAGA Republicans are blocking any common sense gun reform. They are blocking a ban on assault weapons and working to make it easier for anyone to get a carry a gun without a permit. If we want to make our communities safer, we must vote against those making it easier to flood our streets with guns. Is this between 0 and 10, how would you rate this?
The rating,
10 is very convincing, 5 somewhat convincing, 0 not at all convincing. But you could use any number between 0 and 10.
I'll say 8.
8. Moving forward, because we're almost finished. Sometimes over the course of a survey, sir, people's opinions change. So let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you're extremely motivated, 0 not at all motivated. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay. And what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard?
Repeat that again.
What stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard, sir?
Um, I guess I have no opinion on yet.
Okay. Moving forward. Now, I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each piece of time where you have used them in the past 2 days. YouTube.
Thank you. I need you to repeat that one.
Yeah. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Have you used YouTube in the past 2 days?
I'm still not understanding that, okay. That question.
Okay. I'm going to read you a list of websites or applications. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Like YouTube.
Okay.
YouTube. Have you used that in the past 2 days?
No.
What about TikTok?
No.
What about Instagram?
No.
What about Twitter?
No.
Snapchat?
No.
What about Apple News?
No.
And Facebook?
No.
Moving forward, because now I'm just going to switch gears a little bit. The last few questions, sir, are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Repeat the question.
What is the last year of school that you have completed?
11th,
okay. Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Would you like me to repeat the question? Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, sir, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Conservative.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
What's that percentage again?
Nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none at all of your neighbors are white.
I'm going to say more than half.
More than half, okay. And how would you describe the area where you live in? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
None.
Were you born outside the United States?
No.
Okay. Sir, this concludes our survey. I do want to thank you for taking your time to share your opinion with us. Your opinion is very important. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay, sir?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.